Let's Talk. We're on part three of a four-part series on Romans chapter 5, and we're looking at verse 12 through 17. This one is entitled, Holiness Must Follow. So let's look at that passage. It's a bit long, but I think it's worthy of looking at each verse. So starting with verse 12, Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, you and I, because all have sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not counted where there is no law. The law came and clarified, crystallized what sin was. Verse 14, yet death reigned from Adam to Moses. These folks died because death was the punishment for Adam's sin. Even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the sin or the trespass, for if many died through one man's sin, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. That many includes you and I. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one sin brought condemnation. Adam is going to die, and did die. But the free gift following many sins brought justification, the free gift from all the sin of all mankind. Now for 17. For if because of one man's sin, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. So there's a lot there. Let me try to summarize it for you. In this complex passage, we find out about two men. One whose sin violated God's trust and love, that was Adam, and another man who was also God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, whose great love and sacrifice gives us hope in the face of guilt and despair. In this passage, we have two vitally important words. One is justification and the other is righteousness. Big church words, Bible words, but let's try to figure out what they mean in simpler terms. Why are they vital? Without understanding them and receiving them when you trust in Christ to save you, you have no hope of eternal life with him. So these are important ideas to understand. As you trust in him, understanding these words, justification and righteousness is key to understanding who Christ is. So let's read verse 16 and 17 again. I assume it's still here. There we go. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one sin brought condemnation, but the free gift given to us by Jesus Christ, but the free gift following many sins brought justification. For if because of one man's sin death reigned through one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign or be supreme in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Justification is a process whereby Christ's sacrificial death on the cross for you personally pays the penalty for the guilt of your sin. Yes, he voluntarily allowed himself to be tortured to death for you personally. There's an idea to dwell on. Tortured to death for you, for me, personally. Now, this frees you from the power of sin in your life, which renders you unusable for his purpose. Now that your sin penalty is paid by faith, you are counted or credited with his righteousness. The word can also mean goodness. Righteousness and goodness are closely related. You mean I can be good and perfect? No, not perfect, but counted perfect. You become acceptable and usable to God. He can use you to help fulfill his purpose, glorify him, and serve him eternally. You are counted righteous. Righteousness is the state of him who is as he ought to be. The state of him who is as he ought to be. It's what you and I were intended to be. So, Father, what a surprise when I was 12 or 13, and what joy it brings to know that I don't have to be perfect. I do need to understand how to grow more and more like you, to be God's person in all that you give me to do. But you know that I'm imperfect, and you have already paid the penalty for all those imperfections. And that knowledge brings joy and brings a commitment on the heart of myself and hopefully those that are listening to learn what it means to be your kind of person and grow closer to you by faith throughout their life. We thank you, Father, knowing that you love us and that you died for us. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.